Welcome to Mark and Friends for August 21st, 2025. I'm your host, Donna Leland, and today it's a part two of Paul Good. He is coming to our area this weekend at the Grace Bible Chapel, and so we get a chance to just preview his music. He's got some new music, some fresh music, and this is all homegrown from the heart and mind of Paul Good. Well, we've really enjoyed getting to know you, Paul, and let us in on a little bit on your creativity and how do you come up with these songs.
But I really, in terms of ideas, I seek to get them off of inspiration from the Word of God, most of all, and what I'm going through my life. We get that mandate in Scripture, teaching one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. I mean, that's the mandate in the New Testament, you know. Now, there'll always be worship and praise, and absolutely. But there's also an aspect of building others up in the truth with song. And so that's kind of my passion. If you take on the role of teacher, you better be prepared. Because that's kind of why. So I had these two tracks in life that I was passionate about, music and ministry. And I wanted to become proficient and in both, you know, do them well. And finally, they've merged, but it's like doing two careers. And so it takes a little longer. That's why I have a few years on me now.
Tell us about your latest. I guess it's just going to be released pretty soon here. It's not even out yet, and we have access to it. What were you thinking with this new one, Righteousness, Peace, and Joy?
Oh, yeah. I love that song. Ron Kenloy. It is a cover of his that he did back in the 90s, this song. And you'll find it on a lot of kids' compilations have put these versions out of Righteousness, Peace, and Joy. It's a real upbeat, fun invitation to be a part of the kingdom of God. And the reason why I chose that, it was the last addition to the new record out called Kingdom Come. So my mind was on the kingdom, and it stayed on it through the winter, and I was just focusing on it. Became passionate that's a buzzword we use a lot, but I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about it and not uncertainty about the kingdom, about the kingdom of God. And, you know, what is its current state, and who is in the kingdom, and what about, you know, Matthew 13? The kingdom has wheat and tares in it. You mean it's the kingdom of heaven is like you have a sower, you know, that planted seeds for wheat and they came up, but then the enemy came and planted tares, you know. But the kingdom of God during this time, when Christ is not here outwardly, has a mixture. Okay, now what's that all about? You follow? And so I was really, now those that are part of the true church are in the kingdom. There's no question about it. But now, there are professors in the church, too, as you know, those that are just, you know, not true. And you want to make sure you're true. The kingdom can be experienced now, even though it's not here outwardly in power for all the world to see. It can be experienced. One of the theologians, George Ladd, said, it's already here, but not yet. It's already here, but not yet. And we can tap into the blessings and the power of the kingdom of God that's going to come because it's already here. Jesus came as the king, but he was rejected. But he still left the kingdom here with us. The kingdom of God is in your midst. Yes, exactly.
Holy Spirit.
And you have that great verse in Romans, for the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
What a day that will be when you come back for all the world to see your power and authority. Now you're
We're getting to know Paul Good, singer and songwriter, but Paul, you also have a real heart for men, and you've crafted this very unique men's ministry called The Rooster Call. Tell us about it.
Back when I was just on the road traveling, and I years back, and I just sensed that amongst Christian radio, thank the Lord for the passion of women and their love for the music and the message through music. If it wasn't for them, there would be no industry.
That's true.
But yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But the guys, you do have guys that listen, but not nearly as much. And I'm like, well, what's the deal on that? Why? I mean, come on, guys like music, you know, and where are they? And then my mind started thinking about the whole men's predicament that they're in currently, what has transpired as a result. And I started to do research, get my hands on a lot of material, men's books. I went to Wild at Heart with John Eldridge out in Colorado, and I just sensed that men were really, and it's true, men have really been discounted in our society. And now there's always men that are bad, but right out of the gate, men are kind of suspect. They're toxic. They just want to force things. They want to, a lot of guys just are uncomfortable with their manhood. And yet God made men and women. Each of us have our important place in that, in Christ and in society. And we need both. And so what really is a man, you know, especially what is God's man? And what is he called to be? And so I started researching that, and I finally put a book out called Rooster Call. You can get that on Amazon. Regaining the dignity of man through spiritual leadership. And really, that's what men have been called to be a spiritual leader. Make sure that they are. You know, women can be spiritual leaders too, but not at the expense of men. You know, we need them to be the spiritual leaders. That's important. Unless we have them on board too, we can't make, there won't be a significant change. We need to have both. How do you become a spiritual leader? I have a book out. It's called The Rooster Call, and I have an acrostic there, A-R-I-S-E. First, be after God's heart. Seek him like David. R, read and study the word. I, instruct. Find a place to instruct in the church, in your home, mentor people. Got to give out the words so that you're continually hungry for it. S, show strength. Got to be strong. Stand up. No, that's wrong. And then E, express love. Express love, empathy. So focusing on those 5 points, we started this ministry, and we now have a radio station. It's an internet radio station. It's a little different than the typical Christian music radio station. It's more guy-geared. It's theruradio.com. It's on the internet. But don't forsake listening to WLUJ for us. Find a guy that might need something, that he's kind of needs encouragement in his manhood, pass him along to this radio station.
Yeah, rooster, that is such a beautiful image. We live on a farm, and we had two roosters, and they got along, I guess, okay. But when the, I think it was a weasel or something, came through, one rooster gave his life. He was a defender, and he gave it all. And we found him later on because he had fought over that varmint for his girls. So, yeah, I love the rooster call idea.
Oh, very cool. Thank you for that encouragement, Donna. I really much. And again, it's just trying to restore their dignity of how God has made them and called them to be. Women are definitely equally, I don't even need to say that, valuable and important to the building up of the family and the body of Christ. But it seems like it's typical that when you open up a bulletin in a church, you'll see more things for gals than guys. You know what I mean? You'll see there's this, there's that, and that. But there's like one thing, well, what's going on with that? You know, how do we get them? But it's starting to turn. The tide is turning, thankfully. We're just trying to help out.
But see, the guys are so busy making money to pay for all the things that the women are doing.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. So that's a challenge.
We're
that
grateful, is definitely yeah. a challenge. I came across some really great info on the idea of being a helpmeet, how God made Eve for Adam to be a helpmeet. Well, that's, I guess, mentioned 20 times in the Bible. 16 of those times, God references himself as that same helpmeet. And what it, in essence, says that a helpmeet is someone to give you something that's necessary that you cannot have and get for yourself. It's not in you. So when he made Eve, of course, Adam was able to have a family through Eve. Eve gave him something that he did not have, and that was completeness. It's just a beautiful illustration. The Lord said, I'm going to give you a helper. So the helper is, he gives us what we could never have on our own, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit. So it just again, showed me the wisdom of God.
Oh, that's beautiful, Donna. Absolutely. I love it. Yes. I'm trying to think of that word for the helper. It's a Hebrew word.
Yeah.
But that is just gorgeous. And are you kidding me? There is no way that I would be here at this juncture in my life without my helper. There is no way. It's very difficult for a wife of a musician. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, I think my husband would still be eating ramen noodles if it wasn't for me.
Yes. Exactly. So, amen. That's right.
Another song I really want our listeners to enjoy is your latest, Righteousness, Peace, Joy, and it just came out. And so we here at WLUJ, we're blessed to be able to be one of the first to hear it.
Peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Come on, everybody, don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. There is love. Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Hey. Come on, come on, come on. No, you know that I'm an heir of the kingdom. So glad I'm an heir of the kingdom. Oh yeah, I'm an heir of the kingdom. Oh, yeah. Come on, everybody. Come on. There is righteousness and peace. There is joy in the kingdom. Open up your heart.
We're enjoying the ministry of Paul Good here on Mark and Friends. He'll be at the Grace Bible Chapel coming up this Sunday, and that starts at 10:45 p.m. You know, another song I really enjoyed is the one about the wise men.
After Christmas this year, we put out a song called Wise Men Walk, which is also on the new record. It's a story. It's a song about learning from the wise men. How they sought Christ. Wise men still seek Christ, you know. and how they went about it. And that's another fun song, upbeat, kind of put your shoes on and get up and dance.
You know, as I was listening
But,
to it, Paul, it's so funny because I thought that's the perfect song for a children's Christmas program
nice.
Where you have
yes.
the wise men dancing down the center aisle
it.
To Jesus.
That's great.
It just fits
yeah.
so much.
Good idea, Donna. That's excellent. I guess, see if we can mention that to some churches down here.
You have to do a music video with a bunch of kids from your
yeah,
church.
Fabulous. Yes. You got to be in it.
Oh, yeah.
You can do a cameo.
Yeah, I'll be the Sunday school leader who's trying to corral all these kids and, you know, try
right.
to set them up very, you know, stoically. And then all of a sudden they just let loose and praise the Lord.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Great production.
Night, searching for a better life, with the promise of a coming king. When they saw the shining star, they headed out for a land afar, with gifts and offerings, and they were singing, the promise of a coming king, and we're all singing, fa la 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 la. We do the wise men walk, guided by heaven's light, in the way, the truth, the life. Fa la 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 la. We do the wise men walk, step by step till we see Christ.
Thank you again so much, Paul, for being with us today, and we look forward to your ministry as you come to the Springfield area.
We're looking forward to it. Come on out on the 24th of August. In the morning is when we'll be there, 10:45. Got to wake up early and warm up the pipes. But meanwhile, if you'd like to see some of the things that I'm about, you can reach me at paulgood.org. That's my website, paulgood.org, and Facebook and Instagram is Paul Good Music. So if you type in Paul Good Music, remember no E, G-O-O-D. We're also on Spotify, Paul Good, for additional music. Thanks so much.
And thank you, dear listener, for being a part of our Mark and Friends program. If you ever hear a program you would enjoy hearing again, or if you'd like to share that with someone else, we've made it available on our website. Just click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you're going to see everything open up in the MP3 format, and you can also download it as well. It's easy to use. Anytime you'd like, listen to another Mark and Friends program again. On tomorrow's Mark and Friends, we're going to be treated to that wonderful Bible study that was recorded in the studios in Springfield. You're going to feel like you're right there listening to the answers and all of the incredible Bible teaching from Pastor Mark Johnson. That's tomorrow on Mark and Friends. See you there.